darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Darkness. There was no voicemail.
You are.
Oh my God.
Darkness.
The darkness.
Oh, no, man. I never gave you the proper congratulations, man. Congratulations.
CJ, everybody, people. CJ went to Maury, and we just found the clip or whatever, and Maury just summed it all up for everybody right there.
Oh, that would happen, really?
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's official.
Man, that DNA DNA never lies, right? But unlike you motherfuckers, y'all lie.
Ah, that's true fact, bro. Did you hear Morris?
I hear that senile old white man that shows all that food Negro foolishness. Yeah, I believe.
Oh, you mean this fool Negro?
You are the fool.
Oh,
by the way, whew, welcome CJ to fatherhood. I didn't think he was gonna make it this week, cause I was like, hey. No, he got to take care of responsibilities. I saw you trying to hide your identity this weekend.
Well, I can change that profile picture real quick.
I know. That darkness photo went away. I get the hell up out of here.
Man, I think the whole darkness is going to go away if we keep going.
So how's your family take the news?
There was no goddamn news, you son of a bitch.
You know, my girlfriend's been asking me all week, Cody. She's like, have you guys heard from CJ? Because you guys haven't talked to him in a while now. And I was like, you know what? That is true. We never hear from CJ during a whole week or whatever until it's time to record. So.
Yeah, because I got nothing to say to you Negroes.
it's like he's ashamed of us or something, Cody, you know?
Oh, man, no, reality just kicked in. That's what happened.
Reality? I don't know what kind of alternate reality you living in, Cody.
It ain't no alternate reality, bro. That's
life. Oh, it's real life, man. This ain't no board game.
Man, I'm about to knock all y'all pieces off this board game right now.
You need the white man to tell you one more goddamn time.
he knows official, man.
You know, if it's announced on Maury, it's true then, people.
Yep.
We are not listening to that black foolishness promoting white man.
Hey, we ain't listening to that guy. Hey, you know what? If anything, he ain't promoting shit, okay? You sign up to go on that goddamn show, okay? So if anything, he probably shakes his head and be like, look at all these foolish niggas.
Don't they tape that shit in Chicago too?
No, they tape it in like Milwaukee or New York or some shit.
Okay. I said Chicago. He lying.
It ain't in no goddamn Chicago.
It's like a CJ's backyard. Oh, his old backyard.
No, that's his backyard now.
You thinking of Jerry Springer?
Okay, Jerry Springer.
You know what, Cody? You got to move back there now because he can't be too close to Kentucky. That's why. We'd ask you how was your weekend, but we saw how your weekend was. Trying to hide that identity, nigga.
I know I'm hiding it from you guys. These movie bastards out here.
How many times we gotta tell you? There's only one lookalike CeeLo Green looking around. Oh, besides two now, you and your daughter. But so never mind. I guess you will be hard to find.
You know, man, you gotta hurt this girl. Gotta hear this one day and gotta really think that for real. And then she'll have her world turned upside down when she found out we are not at all. So you go ahead, man.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
My nigga ran away and hung up on us. We really got deep in them questions, right?
Uh-huh.
So CJ, did you hear the question? Because I know we jumped ahead here in the question time.
What question?
Oh, okay. So my girlfriend, she says, how come CJ doesn't want to be a father?
Because it's not mine. Duh. That's why I don't want to be one.
And then I got another question here from my homegirl. She says, that's bullshit. That is definitely CJ's kid.
You just racist, P1. That's all.
Oh, that's so racist. By the way, that's from a black woman, too, at that. So.
You're still racist. I don't care. You know, I can't wait, man. When I get a woman to steal, I'm going to get Cody drunk and knocked up. I'm going to make sure he impregnates her, man.
I think Cody will have a problem living up to saying, hey, well, I guess that's my kid or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Even if she named him Kyle-El.
He ain't gonna have a problem with that at all. He gonna be like, you know what? That fucking sucks now, or whatever. But at the same time, whatever. I guess I gotta. Cody has a pretty laid back mentality where he's just like, you know, I just accept things, or whatever. Except for your brain dead ass reviews and fucking rating system there. But
exactly,
no rating system. Our gold, thank you.
So yeah, I think Cody would accept it perfectly until the fact
Cody
that she tells
that
him.
Bullshit.
Only thing he wouldn't accept is if she tells him, "Baby, you have to stop drinking for the." He like, what? What did you say to me?
Like, I accept all this, man, it's still bullshit, but the drinking,
You need to take this after morning pill now. That's what you need to do. You need to take 10 of them motherfuckers if you had to. Now you're talking nonsense.
There is the door.
You put it in the car and have it drive off and burn the house down. Yeah, that's the real Krypton. Don't you ever tell me not to drink.
He's going
to
pull a Django and make a horse dance on that bitch's stomach. If he tells him some shit like that. Yeah, babe, you want to go horseback ride? He'll push that bitch off that horse. And be like,
in a field of coat hangers. That's what I should have did. I'm down in a field of coat hangers.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I'd be cool with having one too, but at the same time, if a motherfucker tells me what I can't do, that's something I love, that baby got to go. I'm sorry. That baby got to fucking go. I wish doctor would say, you know, now you can't drink for a couple of months. Be like, what? what did you just say?
You know, you can't save money anymore. Like, what?
Hey, doc, here's about 300. You think you can slide an abortion while she's under the, you know what I'm saying? You can slide. You think you can slide a little after her pill or something like that, you know?
I would set that home up like Home Alone, have a baby killer R Us.
Home Alone.
You're going to knock her upside the head with a brick and shit.
I'm putting one of those jigsaws.
I don't know if you know, nigga, but people really will die if you do that to her. Actually, you know what? That scene in Home Alone 2, I ain't gonna lie, had me laughing my ass off when he electrocutes the tall one.
Yeah.
And the way he was just screaming and shit.
His screams are fucking hilarious.
That shit had me like, so he's gonna wash his hands as soon as he touches it. Like, that shit goes on for like a good 5 minutes, and like, his screaming just gets louder. He's like, ah!
You know, let me tell you,
I was like, damn.
When I first saw that that part in the theater, Mama Bear gave me some ravioli and stuff in a little, what, you know how you had those thermostats back in the day? So I'm eating the thermostats in the theater, looking, you know, eating it in the theater with my dad. And then that scene comes on, and he starts getting electrocuted, and all the lights were flickering on and off, and I kind of have a little seizure or whatnot. So then I start seizuring out of control, and then I start throwing up on the people in front of me. So all they see is just like, bleh, 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 you know. And it was meatballs all in this little girl hair.
Nigga, what the fuck, nigga?
pretty much. And then my dad was like, just get up and move down. Move down. I always felt bad, too, because after a while, I was paranoid that somebody behind me was going to throw up on me because I did it to, like, a whole family.
How do you feel about doing that now that you got a little girl?
I feel like it ain't gonna happen because it ain't mine. So I don't know how many times I gotta say that. So all these questions are irrelevant.
That nigga get tired of saying that, nigga. If you don't stop saying that's my kid. Hey, well,
it's not. I'm not taking something that's not mine. Goddamn.
Shane, I brought it up, CJ. Simple as that.
Look, I brought it up to get, like, comfort and just to comfort. Let you guys know what was going on with myself.
You got your comfort, man. You got your confirmation.
You know what? You know, you're right, though. It's my fault. It is my fault for not for knowing how this would have went down.
That's some confirmation. That was a good one.
It is my fault. You know, that was my dumb decision. You know, sharing myself to the world. But, you know, I'm not going to share myself now.
That's the smartest decision ever you ever fucking made. Now I really feel like just going through your friends list now. For some reason, I just want to go see how many of these women you've impregnated and shit.
Exactly.
Is there a reason why you don't talk to Lana no more?
Anyway, I talked around.
Because the last time, if I recall, on the people, if you go back to a recap episode of me, Wayne, Sammy, and CJ, he slept with that, and I ain't never heard him bring her name up ever since he slept with her. Shit.
And my libido on trial here. So, you know what, though? You do got a point. My, you know what one of my my missions in life were? Yeah. I wanted to go to every nation across the world and make a version of me out there. Like, I wanted to have a Japanese Chicago John, a British Chicago John, an Australian Chicago John.
Well, it looked like you started with the American one first, so yep. It worked out now.
I don't count that. That's not even that's not even one to count. It's not even mine.
Come on.
No.
Baby, that baby needs you.
I'm not giving it. I'm not giving it to you.
CJ, me and Cody found a photo. We went deeper into this. We found a photo. The two you showed us ain't got shit on the one we found.
Wait. How you guys going to try to talk about my science, and then y'all just going here looking at photos? Like, I gave you
looking at a website, nigga.
Anyway, man, I gave you dates and math, okay? I told you that I broke up with somebody in June. They had a baby in October, okay? That doesn't even make sense.
Wait, hold on. So, baby, I'm glad you walked in here right now. Hold on. What girl?
Oh, my God.
We're going to get confirmation on this shit. Okay, if you're pregnant, because if you're a woman, if you're pregnant in June and you have the baby in October, would not your stomach be showing? Thank you. Okay, say it in the mic.
What are you talking about?
Thank you. How the hell her stomach wasn't showing then?
Listen, man. Look. The baby's birthday was July 5th. Okay? July 5th. We broke
up. Hold on. The baby birthday, July 5th. Yeah, she had the baby in October. Nigga.
No. God damn it. If you listen to what I said last week, October was the day, the month that she could have got pregnant. Okay? We broke up in June. She had the baby July of the following year.
Where did October come from then?
October is the month. That's 9 months from July. That's how October. That's what October is.
And y'all broke up in June.
We broke up in June.
And she got pregnant in the next year, July.
She had the baby in July of the next year.
What does October got to do with anything now?
October is the month, man.
The month
it's
of
the month
what?
Where it began. It's the month of the beginning.
Once she got pregnant.
Yes.
Okay, CJ. Okay, CJ. like how we all sitting back here like, let's just agree with this nigga and let him have peace now.
I already got peace.
Get a DNA test.
How I'm going to do that? Like, how I'm going to do that, Miss P1? Do I just say, hey, X, how you doing? Oh, you've been living your life fine for the last 3-4 years. Hey,
thank you.
Can I take your baby's mouth and put a swab in it?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was she would accept that, right? Okay. Okay, I'm gonna try that.
You do that thing.
Damn.
I like this, Cody. Me and you can just sit back and listen to this. So you know what? You put the baby swab in there, whatever. You need confirmation one more time, then. There you go, people. Never get old. Thank you, baby, for all that confirmation you just gave us. Added on to that.
You know, confirmation. Make a sandwich.
Or something. Dates and shit.
God damn it.
Damn, CJ. Wow. Well, as much as we would love to make another episode of just your denial. because, hey, look, look, you halfway there at completing your dream. Your dream was to have a child, a little Chicago John in every country. First step is America, your hometown, baby. Time to move on now.
Yep.
Can't wait till the next one. You talk about last week you wanted to get up and go to Japan, take a little risk or whatever. A little Japanese CJ on the way, too. Hopefully it's another girl.
Now, it's okay to abandon kids in other countries. I can't do it in America.
Damn.
Other countries, it's fine. I'm all for that.
Now, I will agree with you on that one. It is very easy to do that because in other countries, they don't give a fuck. So,
I know either the kid gonna like grow up and become the best they can or they're just going to be dead. You know, one of the two.
And 9 times out of 10, it's going to become the best it can because most that's what happens to them kids. And I can see you now mooching off that kid or trying to at least.
Yep.
Yo, I'm your pappy.
Pappy. What are you saying? If anything, I'll have the little British one come to my house like, hello there, father. Why do you do that to me? And I would say, like, I just wanted to hear how I was sounding with an accent. You know? And then I close the door.
So many women are going to be hitting your ass. Jesus Christ. People, if you listen to CJ's logic, you're going to be fucked growing up.
Oh, yeah. Look at his taste of movies. There you go.
Hey, I want to see a black Harry Potter, okay?
I would say look at his taste in video games, but he don't play them. So.
Exactly.
And then I would talk about his music choice, but he don't listen to music, so it's like... Hey, Dad, you want to listen to an album together? I don't listen to music, son.
Just leave me alone.
I can't tell if CJ would be the most simplest father or the hardest nigga to get along with. Can you imagine if CJ met a child that was already like 10 years old or something like that? Like, he go back and meet his daughter, and she's like, well, do you like music? He's like, I don't listen to music. Well, do you like playing video games? I'd rather watch them. Well, you want to go see this movie? I listen to moviespoilers.com. They say it's not a good movie. It's like, what do you want to do? I just want to sit here and watch you shut the fuck up. That's what I want.
Shit. I want you to stop ruining my life.
You know, I was supposed to go to Brazil 20 years ago, and thanks to you being born, couldn't have that happen now. You ruined my dream.
If anything, the real question to ask, if it really was mine, why didn't anybody contact me? Okay?
Because maybe she don't even know.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
don't let that is, Cody, is that not possible?
Maybe she's just too hurt, man, that she just abandoned her.
Yeah.
Maybe she's too hurt.
But, Cody, is that not possible that if a woman was already pregnant by somebody and she hooks up with somebody right after and they sleep with each other, that she's not even going to try to take a DNA test, whatever? Why would she need to when she's got a good thing going right now?
Did I do some kind of Knights of the Round Table? You know, like back in the medieval time, people used to, like, wed their women off. Just, hey, here you go. You can have this
story
witch
you
and
last
I.
Last week, that's what it sounded like, though.
Oh, man.
Well, CJ, we'll make fun of you on Facebook and Twitter and all that. You know, we'll send you photos and videos and all that shit, whatever. Cause I got a lot. Me and Wayne been working on a collage for your ass, so.
Uh-oh.
One whatever you least expected. You're just going to get a rod.
I can't wait till you guys get kids. I'm going to kidnap them. And then raise them as my own.
Oh, you're going to raise them as your own? You can't raise your own kids, but you want to raise them.
Exactly. That's exactly. That's the ironic thing of it.
Oh, my God.
Kidnap y'all fucking kids.
Hey, you know what, Cody? Well, then you need to have a kid then so you can get the little bastard off your
head. Oh, I already got it planned. Don't worry, Supergirl. You got to get my ticket.
All righty then. Cody.
Yes.
How was your weekend, man?
Pretty good, man. Went to another bottle share. I haven't gone to one of those in a while, so have fun with that. But other than that, that was pretty much it.
What's a bottle share?
That's when a few
what
friends.
What did you say, nigga? This nigga talking shit now.
No.
I'm asking, what's a bottle share?
That's a civil question.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's what
Firestarter.
Anyway, I was with a few friends get together, and we share large bottles of beer that the other person has never had, so each get to try something new. So, like an impromptu beer tasting, if you want to call it that. So, fun stuff. How about you?
Y'all gonna have to take over. I'm eating shit.
Oh, okay. What are you eating?
I'm a lot of shit. I got that hookup right here. Shit. Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, that's a. Oh. Yeah.
Mm. This motherfucker. How was your weekend, CJ?
Man, mine was pretty good. I went to the hipsteriest ass wedding I've ever been to in my life. I swear, Wes Craven, no, not Wes Craven. What's the guy that made Budapest Hotel?
Wes Anderson.
Yep.
Yeah, Wes Anderson, man. If he designed a wedding, this would have been that. Mm-hmm. Because they were like hipster mustaches and glasses at the event. Mm-hmm. There was a performance art type wedding monologue.
So Mike and Sarah was all up in that bitch then.
Pretty goddamn much. I was the only black person there.
Well, it gotta me have and a my Tyler Perry there.
So other than that, yeah, I had a good time this weekend. Just going wedding. Everybody getting married, man. This is like the fourth wedding I went to this past year. I got like two more to go.
Man, you might have to have three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Who the third one?
Well, maybe your darkness brother here, you know? Actually, four then. Cody, too.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Yeah, you want one still, of course. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, that is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I am going out.
And then you got
I'm your best man.
Hey, yeah, Cody, you got to name your best man right now.
Right now.
How many
are you going to have?
How is your weekend, P1?
No, you're going to have one best man. It's going to be me, CJ. I don't care what you say, right, nigga.
Then I'll be his groom's man.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I'm his best man, though. And then you might have to come to mine. CJ,
I definitely will be doing that.
You damn sure won't be my best man because you might forget the ring or something like that. So.
I ain't gonna forget the guy. Oh man, I was the best man like three times this year.
Yeah, right.
Several different people. I was.
He was the ring.
I even went to a wedding this year.
The flower boy. Come on, nigga.
and I put those flowers down right. I told that little bitch not to throw those flowers, those petals for me.
That nigga said, I forgot.
I did not forget. No. But, like, I was the best man to a friend of mine who's a girl, to her husband. I was her husband's best man because he was from Africa and he didn't have no friends. So, this whole week. All these different weddings and stuff, man. You see, I sound like every different. I see a traditional Christian wedding. Saw some kind of Australian. I don't know what they kind of had wedding. Then I went to this hipster ass wedding. So I can't wait to see your wedding, P1.
I saw a Thing Like a Man 2 wedding and said I ain't never having that fucking wedding. You can get that shit out of my goddamn head. I said that wedding ain't never gonna come true.
What about Why Did I Get Married? 2 weddings.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Man, that movie made domestic violence look funny.
That shit made everything about cinema funny.
Yeah.
It made three of my friends never go back to the theater funny.
Goddamn.
That movie was so bad, it made three of my friends, they literally do not go to theaters anymore because of that Tyler Perry flick. He said nothing could be worse than this. I was like, oh, my brother.
Just you wait.
Yeah, shit, he is in hand since Why Did I Get Married 2? Oh, shit. Oh, that's nice, lovely wedding, though, CJ. When's your wedding going to be to your baby mama? When's that wedding coming up?
You know, baby mama wedding. Goddamn.
It's best to just marry him off now, CJ, so.
Yeah. Nah. Does she catch me or prove to me something that I don't know, that I already know?
Prove.
Nope. I know.
You don't need no proof.
You're funny, CJ.
Yeah, I don't need no proof. I need... Anyway. And then what about your girl this week, man? I heard about your girl, Grace Jones. Grace Jones.
Grace Jones.
What's her name? In front of the theater, in front of the movie theater.
And names, I swear.
Grace Randolph, CJ. Goddamn, man.
Oh, okay. Hey, Rudolph the Randolph Grace or whatever.
I like how he can't even get that reference right, though. Like, Rudolph the Red Grace. Oh, CJ and references. You, even if you wanted to become a hipster, you never could. It would never work out for you, man.
I'm so unmainstream. That's how good I am. But yeah, what's with your girl? she was making. I saw the trailer video that she had for Dear White People that been on almost every one of my black friends' Facebook page this week.
That shit looks stupid as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
It really does.
I mean, first of all, subject of it might be cool, but the way they just the way they're delivering it sounds like a goddamn joke. I ain't gonna sit up here and lie. And this is people. Because I hear a lot of people that's criticizing white people are saying, this is coming from a nigga telling you this right now, okay? So if you got any smart-ass comments to say, go ahead and say them, because I'm full fucking black up in this bitch right now. And I can tell you this right now, that shit looks like a joke. As far as jumping on Grace, Grace has this thing where she likes to actually listen to her listeners. So she usually tends to try to apologize, make up for and if anyone knows... And excuse me, damn, this food is delicious. If anybody knows, in this line of work, when you pick up a microphone and you try to apologize or speak for your listeners or anything like that, shit gonna go bad. That's why it's best to have the darkness motto and say, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Dear white people, dear black people, dear Mexican people.
And you know why? And I don't mean to be mean, whatever. They will be back the next fucking week to watch whatever the fuck you put up. So,
yep.
And if they not, then take that darkness motto and say, fuck it. Now, would you guys agree with me on that?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I hear a lot of these people that get on these microphones that talk about they lose sleep because of what somebody said in the comment section or something like that. Me personally, I give two shits.
You think I lost sleep because of all y'all thinking that I'm a deadbeat dad?
You are. That's true.
I went out and did it again. There you go.
Sleep. You're a fucking scumbag at heart, man. So that doesn't.
Yeah, you a fucking women defiler and everything.
Yeah, sleep over that.
You only defile the ones you love.
Once you tell us you like Sucker Punch, that's pretty much done.
Exactly.
I'm sorry that you guys can't see the feminism in that movie.
Okay. All right. Goddamn, nigga.
If your penis has gotten in the way of that movie, then that's on you.
Okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was listening to that trailer to Dear Black People, and it was like how they talked about the parallel between black people and gremlins, and black people were the gremlins in the movie. I'm like, that's like every joke that any of you black person in high school have said to themselves.
But it's like, don't get me wrong about the trailer. The premise of it looks like it is covering some good topics in there, or it could be funny at the same time. But the way they're delivering it, like Grace said in her video, everybody just in there just sounds angry.
Right.
It sounds like they're coming off like they're trying to be preachy about it. And goddamn it, I don't give a fuck about being preachy. If you ain't no 12 years a slave, then you ain't got no reason to be that goddamn preachy. And like, right?
Yeah, my thing is, you know, I'm just upset because they don't have the Darkness Brothers on that. White people.
Right, I'm saying, shit, the level of acting I saw in that trailer, if that's what they got, then they should have just got the Darkness Brother for that. We got Michael Ealy, goddamn it. Shut up.
CeeLo Green, you know, we got everything.
Yeah, deadbeat daddy CeeLo Green. Fuck you.
Exactly.
I see you trying to bring that DNA over here. I'm like, fuck. I'm not even going to play this game with you because people are going to believe this. You Negroes already believe this. So.
Believe it, nigga. It's true, so whatever. So my message to all those people
bet your house.
This nigga. So my message to all those people that's fucking with Grace about that, y'all can go fuck yourselves and y'all leave that beautiful white woman alone, goddamn it, shit. Let her say her fucking piece. And Grace, stop apologizing and shit.
Right.
You ain't got a goddamn thing to apologize for or whatever. You said your piece and it sounded fine to me.
You beautiful blonde hair, anime eyes looking young lady. You better.
Oh my god, she do got those anime eyes, though, don't she?
She just stares at you. I'm like, what is she looking at? Is she looking at something behind me, Grace?
Man, I wish she looked through my. You know, never mind. This is good. All right.
Don't let your girl poison you, man.
That is one of my favorite privileges I can say of doing this podcast. You know, watching videos like from Grace and Martin and all that, whatever, being able to work with them was probably the highlight of doing this for me. So I really appreciate that. And once again, I can tell you people, go fuck yourself. Simple as that.
I don't feel high and mighty horse.
That's going to be the P1 model to the day he fucking died. I don't give a shit.
Oh, boy, do we know that.
You think I give a shit what you say? You can tell me the sky is blue, and I look at you and be like, okay, come here. That's nice and all, motherfucker, but come here. Let me tell you something. I don't need you, nigga, to tell me it's blue, okay? If it ain't done the P1 way, I don't give a fuck. So... Call me a selfish bastard. I don't give a shit. My shit. So what? But enough about CJ's baby. Enough about my beautiful white female critic that I adore and love to the death of me. And enough about a bunch of ignorant-ass bastard fans, whatever, that's just looking to call out the race card on any goddamn thing. Where you need to be calling out the race card on that idiot-ass Sterling, whatever. Ain't he still in the media somewhere? So... So, I'm sorry, I'm dipping this right now.
Billion-dollar industry. Man, what's up with the billion-dollar industry like basketball and FIFA that can get... Hey, man, FIFA gets away with everything.
You know why? I mean, money, that's why.
Money.
Why?
Wait till we get money. You think we're cutting up now?
Oh, you think P1 don't give a fuck now? Somebody give me $1 million. If you was hanging off a cliff and all you needed was a fuck to save your life, you wouldn't get one from me.
That's it.
Yeah. You wouldn't give... I wouldn't give a fuck. So, I'm definitely not going to...
Bye.
Bye, bitch. Yeah. You check your wallet. Yeah. Shit, see what you got, man.
Yeah, I can still see that.
Mm-hmm. Let me just put it... You can take a nigga out the Compton, but you can't take the Compton out that nigga, so...
Jesus Christ. Only you people.
So what's going on?
You.
Yeah, I'm right, Cody.
So what's going on, Cody, now with the... I know you got
with
some interesting stuff.
With these topics, my brother.
Oh, I do. I do, actually. Well, shit. Speaking of stuff that makes us lose sleep, CJ, I don't know if you got a chance to see that trailer I posted on P1's Twitter account. Did you see that?
Oh, my God.
Now, what trailer is that?
Okay. All right, CJ, do me a favor right now. Go to P1's Twitter, or go to my Twitter, rather.
Yeah, go to Cole's Twitter, because my Twitter is all filled up.
And I posted about, what was it, 4 days ago, and click on that YouTube link.
Was it that long ago? Goddamn, I thought it was yesterday.
No, it was about 4 days ago.
Oh, my God. I've been haunting that shit before. Goddamn, nigga. Oh, was it really that long ago?
Yeah.
I think... Man, you got your profile on lockdown. I don't think we were ever friends on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Tell me, like, go to it. I'm waiting long. Security, you got no access.
Yeah, let me send you this link on Facebook, man.
Even though I don't give a fuck, I want to send an apology out for me being so quiet, because god damn, this shit delicious, though, but I'm just eating.
What
so.
Are you eating, man? Just tell me.
Okay, so girlfriend just got home. You know, hooking up. She gave me, made some fried rice, got some egg rolls, and got some shrimps here, and some chicken tempura.
Nice. So, all right, there you go, CJ. Check that out.
All right, I'm checking out right now.
Okay.
Don't check it out, for the love of God. For the love. Cody, yeah. Why don't you go ahead and just play it? CJ, watch it. Just, you know what? Here, I'll play it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to watch it, though. Fuck it. I ain't watching this shit no more.
Just damn.
Some ignorant-ass nigga shit right here. They need to, if they, anything, Grayson need to do this.
By the way, CJ, this is from a conference director.
Entrepreneur. Entrepreneur, director, comedic.
Producer, actor.
TV host.
Philanthropist.
Host.
Paleontologist.
I'm surprised he hasn't replaced Robert Downey Jr. in Avengers by saying that line, you know, for you without the suit or whatever. He just said something. I'm just like, yeah.
This is rated R.
People, if you don't know, here we go.
What is this? Oh, God.
This is, I'm proud.
And this is like from my Chicago high school. What is this? What kind of hood Negro stuff is this?
Watching.
Is it straight to DVD?
No, I think it's coming to theaters, actually.
No, it better not.
Right.
Why that guy look like my dad? What kind of Negro buffoonery is this?
I seriously don't like Mike Epps. He can go fuck.
Oh my God.
Mike, I know. I never liked Mike Epps.
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys.
I was like, man, that's Smokey's replacement. That's Chris Douglas. Oh, you fucking kidding me?
I'm
R.
Kelly, bitch.
Damn. I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done.
That's good trying, man. It's just.
God, I'm wearing condoms from now on.
By the way,
keep watching, CJ, so you can pause the credit scene so you can see who's doing it.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want you to see who's doing it in the credits area, who's directed by. Our buddy.
God. Thank you, 4G, for not working when I needed to work right now.
Well, people, if anybody don't know, the Cody, for some oddball fucking reason, he sent me this video, and I know, I know I'm gonna have to see it one way or another. So it's a thanking and a fuck you at the same time, kind of.
This is how he repays you. This is how Cody repays his friends right here.
Like, okay, so people, we talking about school dance, and there's a red, how the fuck is this a red band trailer? That's what I'm trying to figure out, first of all.
Oh, my God.
This movie's supposed to come out in August, if I'm not mistaken.
July 2nd, actually. I'm looking at IMDb right now.
Okay, July 2nd, all right. Limited theaters, most likely fucking L.A., because that's where everything plays. I'm having white teeth flashbacks, seriously. And it is directed by our boy, Nick Cannon.
Yes.
No!
Oh, man. Nick Cannon.
No! Oh, my God. It is produced by Nick Cannon. Oh, my Lord. Nick Cannon. Oh.
Produced,
oh, fuck you,
directed,
Nick Cannon.
And I think written by, too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep. What the hell?
By Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, he goes out of his way.
Hashtag.
Man, he hate black people. He hate white people. He hate everybody.
I saw some Mexicans in there too.
Yep.
Mexicans. Nope. He hate Mexican. Can he just stay away from high school? Every time he does something with high school movies, he just make it the. Oh God. God, Nick Cannon, why?
Man, this is gonna be.
You have money. What are you? Why are you destroying people? Why are you? You know, you're putting this out there, and people are like, yep, man, it's just like my school. I like this, like that.
God.
Oh, you mean it's just going to be like when black people said Thing Like a Man 2 was a good movie?
My God.
So it's going to be like that, is what you're saying?
This could have been the new Soul Plane. This could make Soul Plane look like Citizen Kane.
I'm telling you, nigga. I saw it. Like, what was on my worst stuff list last year? It was this movie called White Tea. I'm telling you, it looks like the same goddamn shit.
Oh, my God.
You guys need to watch that movie.
I can't wait to see this by this one guy.
Actually, I take it back. This make White Tee look like goddamn masterpiece. This look like complete dog shit. The only saving grace about this is Nick Cannon actually isn't in the movie. Shocking.
No. His essence. And then Cat Williams, man. I do not find Cat Williams funny.
You know George Lopez is in this too, right?
Yep, I saw that.
He's in everything.
That motherfucker be. This nigga got. First of all, Mike Epps, I think he's a horrible comedian. I don't think the nigga's funny at all. I think the nigga looks like goddamn yuck mouth by the mouth too. this looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this nigga's writing this shit. Goddamn, this nigga gonna add director and writer to his fucking forte.
Hell yeah, man. You know he's happy about that shit too.
Jesus fucking Christ, that nigga produced it.
Yeah, I never, like, I don't know. Mike Epps, he was in that. It was in the Resident Evil movies, and people were saying he was good in that. I'm like, what?
Really?
Who the fuck was that?
Okay.
People were saying that. They're like, oh, yeah, I really like that guy. I'm sad that he died, you know? He had the gold gun.
He ruined the Friday franchise, right? That's all I got to say. That nigga ruined the Friday franchise. This nigga came in. I was like, that's Chris Tucker's play. Oh, damn. I see where this series is going in. If this nigga's the replacement, and I never liked this nigga. This nigga look like a little bitch, first of all.
Mike Epps.
Ugh.
Cat Williams, I can't stand. I don't really find those guys funny at all. Jesus, Nick Cannon.
Cat Williams used to be funny. I don't know what he used to. Movies. He damn sure ain't funny in these movies. He's actually annoying in these movies.
He's not funny in live theater. Because Mama Bear took my grandma. They went to one of the Cat Williams shows.
Mm-hmm.
He came out drunk high, tried to fight people off on the stage. The security guard had to pull his short behind back on the stage. And then he ended the show like a half an hour in.
That's what you do when you fucked up, yeah. that sounds about right. I don't see nothing wrong with that story.
I know, people want to take
a note. Funny now. What that got to do with him being funny or not now? You know what I'm saying?
If we're not going to do no Comic-Con tables.
Nah, this shit looks like the most great shit I've ever fucking seen. If anything, this looks like definitely the number one worst movie of the year. This is
terrible.
Nick Cannon got the nerve and the audacity to put an album and a movie out at the same year. And got the audacity to sit up here and say, all this racism is depressing. I'm trying to make people laugh and get them excited.
Yeah,
whatever, you know.
See this shit, man? I'm
trying to uplift the black community.
Fucking hypocrite.
By making some Soul Plane 2 bullshit? Okay. First of all, the nigga didn't insult white and black people with his album. Matter of fact, he insulted humanity and eardrums all together at the same time.
Yep.
Apparently, he's on the other senses now, because now he's about to insult eyeballs from watching this shit. I can't believe this is what this has come to. This ignorant, buffoonish looking coonish nigga here. Goddamn.
Oh, man, but this had to be talked about. I'm sorry, man. You knew this couldn't go not talked about. It had to be done, man.
CJ knows about it now.
It had to be done.
Next darkness at the movies, everybody knows.
Oh, no. No fuck time. No. I got to see Transformers this week, man. That's enough.
Man. Okay, I've seen it. It's 2 hours and 45 fucking minutes, man. That is a three-hour fucking film. No time will never feel more wasted than Transformers fucking 4, people.
Damn it.
I take that back, because I saw a thing like a man 2 last week, so you know what?
Wait. So if you had a chance, if somebody had your girl hostage and say you had to see either Transformers or Think Like a Man 2 to get her back, which one would you pick?
Oh shit!
Sorry, baby. Love you.
How much can I pay y'all for? Goddamn it! Let's see. Do I want to go see buffoonish ass robots for 3 hours, or do I want to see my race and buffoonish ass niggas make a fool of themselves? Huh? Damn, I don't know what. Let me put it this way: do I want to see stereotype robots with no plot and lots of shit blown up, or do I want to see a fucking music video again out of a movie? Man, decisions, you're making my decision so hard.
Well, you know what, Cody? Like, what happened on that movie, man? I saw that thing about last night, and that was a good movie. You know, with you.
Oh, Think About Last Night.
Think About Last Night. Something happened last night, all right?
It's just about last night, man. Nothing about it.
Just about last night.
Think About Last
Night. No, About Last Night. There we go.
That's crossover. I haven't seen that movie yet.
Must be the sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Last Night was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I laughed. It wasn't like coonish or nothing like that. You know.
And it was. As a matter of fact, it was the only movie I ever saw where I actually liked Kevin Hart in.
Yeah, and then this happens.
They really turned this movie into a fucking Kevin Hart vehicle. Whatever. That shit got so slammed into that. And the thing is, people, it's not even fucking funny. I love the after a review gets posted, I meet up with this guy, I know, black guy at that too. And I was like, oh, how was your weekend? He tells me, oh, I hung out with my son, took him to go see Think Like a Man 2. That shit was funny, yo. What'd you think about it? I was like, I fucking hated that movie and despised every piece of bit of it. That nigga got quiet quick. He was like, oh, you didn't laugh. Then you next you know, you got constant black people passing by you, telling you about it. You just like, oh, my God. You, black people, you are the defining definition of most people call a fanboy fan. You are the defining definition of someone that has an opinion about a movie before they see it and gonna walk out with that a positive opinion when they,
you know,
no matter
and
what
then, and then
is.
And then have the nerve to have a trailer like Dear White People out. Say, yeah, white people, yeah. But then all of a sudden you have Think Like a Man too.
or this Nick Cannon piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Nick, yeah.
I'm sure some Negroes is going to find fucking funny.
Oh, you know that. Someone will find shit hilarious.
There's always some of you will find this shit funny, man. God damn, Nick Cannon, you depressed my night now. I'm about to go hang myself now. Fuck off. I ain't got time for this shit no more. Fuck. He wants niggas to hang themselves or whatever. Said, fuck it, I'm just going to go hang myself now. It ain't no point.
Not just anybody, it's self-respecting people.
Christ. Anybody with some goddamn sense that thinks this is funny, whatever, you are a fucking retard.
Oh, man. What else going on, Cody?
This shit is degrading. Okay, on to some more positive news. Or
Professor Xavier got more mileage than these niggas do, whatever. I think he's in a wheelchair.
All right, on to some more positive news or negative news, depending on how you look at it. Yes, folks, there is a Predator reboot on the way.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had read about that today. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
I heard it was Rocky.
Yes, but looks like Iron Man 3, Shane Black, is going to write and direct the Predator reboot.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't have a problem with that. I like that, but do I really want to see it? I thought we already had a Predator reboot.
Well, that one was kind of a sequel.
No, that was like that Incredible Hulk movie. We're going to forget about some other ones or whatever. But
They kind of run off Predator 2 and those Alien vs. Predator bullshit movies.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe people actually like them Alien vs. Predator. It's like,
man, what?
Shit. Okay.
Horrible.
I couldn't stand the one when they was like Dawson Creek, you know.
Oh,
where the Predator were hunting people, and then they were, like, having all this drama, like, come on, man, you like my girlfriend, get off it. I'm like, what is this?
God, part of me actually liked part of that feature of Cody Predator movie.
No, I like that movie, actually.
I like that movie, too, because for the simple fact that you got, what, 7 characters, that's it. No other human characters, no love angle in there, anything like that, and they're just fighting to survive. I was like, that's
how cool. Yeah, they got straight to the point.
Yeah. So I mean, since it is a reboot, I'm assuming they're gonna follow the first one. If they do, then maybe I'll be fine with that. If the effects are up to date on it, maybe we can see the Predator do some really bad shit. I mean, you can't fuck up a Predator. Well, never mind, they did it 3 times.
they did that three times
though by trying to add some story with these human people. It's like nobody gave. When you got lines in the original Predator, like I ain't got time to bleed. You know they didn't give a fuck about them humans.
The best of the worst of them were the one with that black chick, the one that she was teaming up with the Predator.
Oh,
she had
God.
The alien armor.
Yeah.
Talking about Dick's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's who she used to hang out with back then when that movie came out. I swear to God, her and Diddy must have been blowing each other or something.
That's the only, you know what, that's the best of the worst of them, if anything. I mean, before the Brody one.
It's just boring to me.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it. I just thought that was like some kind of metaphor for like black-on-black crime or something. I didn't understand.
Yeah, that movie gets a lot of cred, too, which I don't understand.
Yeah, I rewatched that on TV the day ago. I was like, this shit is boring, dude. I was like,
man, he was just,
you know, I think the best thing about the first Predator is that you don't know what the fuck. I think that's one thing I liked about Predator and John Carpenter's thing is you don't know what the fuck is going on and what's happening to these people. And then when you finally see it, it gets badass afterwards. You intense or whatever. But with Predator 2, man, that shit was just boring.
Yeah.
They kept trying to include these gangs and shit like that. It was just like that. Nobody gives a fuck.
And then you watch a Predator run from Danny Glover for like a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who want to watch a Predator run from Danny Glover?
From what I saw in that first Predator, Predator would have killed Danny Glover's black ass before he would even got a chance to get that far in that movie. So
slobbering son of a bitch.
Yeah, so they dragged that. That movie got dragged on for I don't know how fucking long. The Predator had like multiple chances of killing that nigga. I was just like, oh, maybe they're just not trying to be racist and kill the only nigga in the movie. Or
and then at the end, they watched the Predator get killed by Danny Glover. And then I said, you got the juice now.
Now who got the juice? You know
living like a thug, nigga. Like a thug. Hey, bro, played some Tupac music after that shit was over.
It was like, yeah, okay. He was like, oh, didn't you see the alien, the Predator ship and the alien? I was just like, I don't give a fuck about none of that, man. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, I was
about that though.
Yeah, like I said, I like that last Predators movie. I was kind of hoping they would continue off that if they were to make another Predators movie. But who knows, man? This might be cool, could not be cool. I don't know. I'm just glad Shane Black ain't touching fucking Iron Man anytime soon. So that's the only positive about this for me. Anyway,
what you talk about?
Hold on. I'm sorry that you got touched inappropriately by that movie, man. It was a good
that movie was not that good.
Touched my fucking brain inappropriately.
That movie was fun. What are you talking about?
That was a fucking piece of fucking
attacking as Iron Man 3.
The last part of those movies, it made enough money, right?
It didn't make like gangbusters, but it made decent. Yeah, it did make over budget, I think.
I wonder why they're not continuing with that. I guess people realize it's like, you know what? Topher Grace just ain't that, you know. Maybe I'm finally realizing that because I don't know. After Spider-Man 3. And then between that movie and Spider-Man 3, that motherfucker was getting some movie choice. And I was just like, yeah, when are they going to realize that? And it looks like now they finally realize, you know what, maybe he ain't that guy we thought he was.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know. This Predator movie can go either way, though. I mean, if they keep since it's a reboot, if they keep that same premise of the original one, then it could be probably a lot of fun as well.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And Shane Black is good on adding his own little choices in movies, so we'll see.
Sometimes.
If he was Danny Glover, well, if you would, you know, maybe if he would have did the second one, maybe he would have been, that one would have been a lot fucking better. Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because Shane Black is a very good director, and I think he's well capable of handling stuff. So
I want to see how you put Christmas in with a Predator movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He brings Arnold Schwarzenegger in and he blows him out. He's like, it's just like Christmas all over again.
Keeps out the way too. Oh, wrong with me, motherfucker.
I never seen I can't remember the last film he's written though, so I don't know what his writing's like. So,
was it Kiss Kiss Bang Bang or was something?
I think Kiss Kiss Bang. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was a pretty good movie too. So.
I love Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
So I think this will be fine. Now, hopefully, he doesn't start casting people like fucking Jesse Eisenberg and shit like that. So. If we get that, then you're like, okay, goddamn it.
How are we doing on time?
They remaking the Avengers already? Goddamn.
Shit. Well, since we're on the topic of reboots, yeah, where's the story at? Okay, I know this is a reboot you guys are waiting for.
You better not say tired of fucking reboots, goddamn it. This is the world now. Okay?
Yeah.
Just accept it.
Yeah, you accept it. Sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be not so great. Sometimes you just scratch your head and wonder why.
I can say lately, I think they've been better than usual. Because if anybody remember, About Last Night was a remake, and that one was better than the original, personally.
That's true.
Yeah, RoboCop was better than anything RoboCop ever produced except for the first movie. So, you know, so I think they've gotten better, to say the least. Now, we'll see if that streak can continue.
Before
we can see that Ninja Turtle reboot. See how it gets.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about the Ninja Turtle. All right, I'm going to say this right now. I saw that new trailer. I hear a lot of people giving that trailer shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It looked fine to me.
That's what I'm saying. It captured the spirit of the Turtles well, in my opinion, man. That's just me, what
it
I saw.
It's like an updated version, if you ask me, and it looked fine to me. I'm not like a huge fan, and I ain't read the books on that, but I used to watch the show a lot and everything. Uh-huh. And to me, that trailer looked fucking fine, if you ask me.
Yeah.
The only thing bad about that trailer was it kind of showed a little bit too much. I mean, it showed you straight up Shredder from head to toe in everything he can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no build. They kind of took away all that build up.
I'm not gonna lie, but I do kind of want to see the fight scenes between the Turtle and Shredder now.
Yeah,
a little part of me does want to see it because when I saw like the armor and all that, whatever, and when he was fighting, he's holding Raphael and throwing him and shit, like, I was like, wow, he's bigger than Raphael. I was like, you know what? Part of me kind of want to see that now. I was like, you know what? For me, it looks fine. I'm just gonna say that. I know all these fucking turtles. Michael Bay's gonna fuck this up. You do realize he's just producing it, right?
Yeah, people tend to forget that.
You do realize he's producing it. And by the way, Ninja Turtles are already stupid as fuck as it's supposed to be. So. If you can pass a stupid franchise off to someone, then I think it's just fine, then, whatever.
I know, for them to make it serious, you know, I just remember the cartoon.
You think this looks serious?
I mean, you know, I'm just saying so serious in a sense of being real, more realistic. I don't know. I mean, it's not fucking realistic.
Cody, maybe it's just me, but did you think it looked kind of goofy still?
No, it looked goofy as shit, which is what it's supposed to be. Like,
Look, I'm just saying, compared to, like, that the 90s
one. You said it right there, though. That was the 90s. We in 2014 now.
Okay. No, okay.
If you're just speaking, like, on the design of the turtles, yeah, they have more of an edge to them, but everything else is just straight on, you know, goofball, which is the way it should be.
I mean, this nigga is carrying around a fucking floating skateboard and shit. I mean, what the fuck? Shit. This motherfucker's... I mean, come on, man.
Chains and shit.
Instead of Vanilla Ice, they're going to get fucking Bow Wow or some shit like that. So, I mean, shit. It right. just looked like the same right. state of so ridiculousness.
Vanilla Ice, they're you know, Vanilla Ike to come back.
They gonna get. I'm sorry, not Young Bow, Drake. Yeah.
Oh God, man. Just
turtles going home.
I'm just saying, it looks fine. I swear, it's a Nickelodeon studio. Nickelodeon is just like Nintendo fanboys, man. They see something get made, and it's just like, oh God. The trailer, personally to me, I saw it even again this morning. I was like, it looks fine. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
I have to wait and see the movie now.
Mm-hmm.
I can say this is the one film that I've ever seen Michael Bay work on where I go, oh, shit, here we go.
Right. Unlike what's coming up this week.
Yep.
I'm saying that when you see that. But,
God damn it, man.
But continue, Cody. Go ahead.
Anyway, okay. On the topic of reboots, I know you guys are just waiting for this one. Yeah, were y'all fans of that last Scooby-Doo franchise?
Oh, hell no.
What? Well, good. Well, maybe you guys can be fans of this one.
I don't like Scooby-Doo altogether anyway.
Rebooting Scooby-Doo for the silver screen yet again.
When the fuck is Scooby-Doo going to go away? I hate that.
Not. Now since Casey Kasem died, it will never die.
Woo, Shaggy. Let me suck your dick.
Hey, man. Hey, let's all watch Scooby-Doo because, you know, he throws weed, and we all do weed, too. He
I
can relate
God,
to Scooby.
Growing up, kids love potheads and hippies and shit. I swear. What was that shit that on the Corey Martin show, whatever Corey said? I think people know him more for Shaggy than Rob, and I'm like, nigga, okay. Don't nobody give a fuck about Shaggy. Yeah, oh man, is it live action?
It's live action. Man. Warner Brothers is in the early stages. So
didn't the sequels to that the first live action, didn't that go straight to TV or some shit like that?
Yeah, they had a prequel, I think.
Oh my God. A
prequel.
Yeah.
You got to be fucking kidding me. A prequel. Okay.
Uh-huh.
A prequel to this retarded ass dog that can talk to it. That dog looked like shit in them live action movies.
He looks fucking terrible. It's like they're trying to make a realistic dog, but then pay homage to the cartoon as well, but it just did not work.
That motherfucker looked like a retarded puppy.
That Scrappy Doo did look like that when they showed him.
All right, Cody, you've been to my place, whatever. You remember my carpet in my office?
Yeah.
That's what Scooby-Doo looked like. Looked like somebody took a puppet and ripped up my carpet and threw it on his ass. There they go.
Man.
That's what he looked like. That movie was shit. I'm sorry. That franchise was shit. Who cares about Scooby-Doo? I'm not going to go there. Who gives a shit about Scooby-Doo at this point? Like, seriously.
Yeah, for real. Like, another fucking reboot. Like
Scooby-Doo?
There's no other fucking cartoon to make right now. Yeah, you have to reboot Scooby-Doo. Like, oh, okay.
Personally, I didn't give a shit about the cartoon.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, but like, there's a bunch of cartoons out there. Fuck up.
Now you have my attention.
I've seen pornos with better production than that got me on last Scooby-Doo franchise.
I think I saw Scooby-Doo porno that were pretty, that were better looking than that last Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Who really wants to see this Scooby-Doo franchise? I mean, goddamn, dude. I mean, all the goddamn cartoons again. How about you reboot the Flintstones? It's been a while since we've seen that shit.
Thank you.
Maybe that was right.
I mean, no, that didn't make Viva Las Vegas.
Nigga, that was in the 90s, though.
90s?
I'm talking about something that was long ago, whatever, man. Viva Las Vegas was a piece of shit, so. You liked that movie, didn't you, CJ?
No.
All right, whatever, nigga.
I just like that first one, the first Flintstone, the one that had Halle Berry in it.
I was going to say that. It's the only reason you like that shit.
I was about to say, yeah, that's probably the only reason why. But did she ever take a photo?
I'll give her my prompt on my pterodactyl penis.
Oh, yeah, I think your pterodactyl penis has been in enough vaginas this weekend, so I think you need to cool down.
Never will you stop my pterodactyl penis.
If you get Halle Berry pregnant, then you made, then, so never mind.
1990 Halle Berry? Yes.
Nigga, she still looks the same. What are you talking?
Yeah, that's true.
What
else going on?
Looking to talk some shit.
I like how he said that, like as if it's like 20 years has made a difference. She looks the same. I mean,
she's not like a Jennifer Lopez comparison.
Okay, get the fuck out. Okay.
Here we go with this shit again. Here we go.
By the way, Cody, you ain't gonna believe this shit. Guess who messaged me after we get done recording though?
Jennifer Lopez?
Nah, Wayne's ass. You know what he tells me, Cody?
What do you say?
I gotta agree with CJ. Jennifer Lopez is a bitch.
Okay. Well, yeah, you two sons of bitches were made for each other.
And you know what I told him? I said, I don't give a fuck if she a bitch. We ain't talking about if she a bitch or not. Talking about if you sleep with her or not. Shit. Y'all judging the girl or whatever. Talking about like, well, she's done this, so, you know, I don't know if I could be it. Nigga.
We're not talking about dating. We're talking about chickly looks, man. I'm like,
You could be the biggest bitch in the world, but you. Halle Berry can't act for shit, but I ain't gonna sit up here and say she ugly as fuck, though. Hell no.
I would not be knocking her up anytime soon. So, yeah.
Okay, CJ, you need to stop fucking around with these underage women and sucker punch and shit and start getting that shit. You get you a real.
Baby face or whatever, sweet baby or sweet pea.
You don't even know that.
She was definitely 18, so leave her alone.
You know what? I think why CJ don't like J Lo is because you know why he can't handle all that. So Cody, that's why.
Oh.
So you know what it is, Cody? This is a LA thing. You know them country boys? They can't handle all that full figured woman right there. You know.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn, CJ, you a little bitch like that? Oh wow, that's news to me.
Right, CJ. Ain't ready for that. You know what? He liked them quiet, intimidated women and shit. J-Lo, she speaks too much. He's like, I can't have that, whatever.
I don't think she speaks enough. I saw her American Idol.
Yeah, and I've seen the women you talk to. They don't talk that much either, so.
Damn.
So,
shut up, Sweet Pea. Yeah. Get back on that screen.
By the way,
I'm dance.
Talking. Well, a lot of them didn't really talk that much. Yeah. But
I am part Japanese.
Yeah.
Women are more seen and not heard. So.
Like,
no.
That you like them anime chicks. They don't speak fucking English. Yeah. That shows you the kind of man DJ is, people. Oh, what do we got next, Cody?
I think we want the questions now.
Man, you know what?
CJ, that time.
CJ, you ruined the darkness. You know that?
Okay.
You set the standards so high last week that now it's just like anything Cody brings up, it's just not that interesting now.
I don't know. It's like it'd be interesting to see shit.
Try to go get a real pregnancy next time,
man.
It's like, nigga, this week, go get a blood test so we can do a real darkness episode now. So we can make fun of your ass again. That's a real darkness episode. But anyway, let's get into the question. Actually, I just got a Twitter question, too. I'm sending privately, whatever. Right. And it comes, actually, this is a question we probably already talked about. It says, if you guys could give a top 10 list of, or a top 5, of movies, TV, video games, or music, could you do one now?
Top 5 of each, or just, like, that's
of anyone,
cool.
Any category.
Oh, okay.
But what kind of category? Like 90s of action?
Nigga, what you mean? What kind of? Okay, damn, you just. I understand Cody's question, but nigga, what the fuck? This nigga said, action, horror. What do you mean? Movie, nigga.
What kind of movie, man?
What kind of movies, nigga? A year.
I can name 5 movies right now. Woman named 5 movies. Alright.
Shit. Your favorite movie, favorite piece of that genre, because we know you don't play video games, so we know you crossing that one out. We know you don't listen to music, so that's crossed out. TV. Go, did he not say he don't watch TV neither?
Yeah, he said he don't watch TV. he watches one show. He watches Rick and Morty, but other than that.
The Boondocks, I actually been watching this whole awful season of the Boondocks.
Oh, so you put that on your best of list?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, something that I've gotten into, I could put on my, I guess on my TV category, Attack on Titan.
Hey, I just got into that too.
What episode are you on, man?
I think I'm on episode 11 or 12.
Damn, you ahead of me. I'm on 8 right now.
Yeah.
Shit gets into, man, that, I think it was the ending of episode 4.
Uh-huh.
Where he had that stare down. I was like, oh, shit, I got to get the 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shit in there, man, is just it's some hardcore shit in there, man. I kind of wish it wasn't in subtitles because every now and then I kind of lose attention of what's going on in the background.
Uh huh.
So that's my only problem I have with it because they got a lot of good visuals in there and shit, and I feel like I'm missing some.
Right.
Look, I'll send you the site later on where it's all the English dub.
I thought he was going to send us a site of where he got his DNA test or something.
I actually feel like those Game of Thrones people now. Like, when people talk about Attack on Titan, I'm like, well, fuck, I read the book. Like, now I know why those Game of Thrones people don't have any friends. Like, if you read the book for Game of Thrones, you don't have any friends.
Yeah, you really don't. Attack on Titan is some good shit right there. I ain't gonna lie. I like that.
Man, you don't even know. You don't even know, man.
Oh, you already watched the whole thing?
I've read the manga. So I'm so caught up.
Okay.
So once y'all get to this one part, woo!
Well, that's what me and Amethyst Chaos were talking about. I was telling her because she was asking us how we felt about it, and I was like, man, that shit's so good. I'm thinking of getting the recap crew back together, and we can do a recap of that fucking series. Cause God damn, man.
I can totally do that, man.
Yeah, so
I can totally do it. And it's on Toonami right now, too,
yep.
On all the ink stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only, what, like 4 episodes in? Four or 5?
The best thing about it, too, is only like 23 minutes and shit. So, you know, you can get through an episode really quick. And, like, Cody, I think I just told him this like 2 days ago, and he's already on episode 12 and shit.
Yeah,
so.
Man, I've binge-watched the fuck out of that show.
Well, the thing is, the season, there's only 25 episodes in the season.
Yeah.
Okay.
And and if you want to read the manga's like...
So it's only one season? There's nothing else after that?
Oh, yeah. I think they just had to slow down because they didn't know how popular they were going to get.
Mm, okay.
So now when the next season comes... Because usually when they do anime, they just do it all the way through until it's over. But they were kind of worried because they didn't know if people were going to watch it or not. Because there's a lot of anime that get put on the back burner. But now, like in Japan, the number one manga out there was called One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
But now, ever since Attack on Titan came on, it doubled One Piece. It knocked One Piece out of the range of best manga out there.
Yeah, because I've been watching it on Netflix.
Netflix?
Yeah, I mean, every time, even when I'm not at home, whatever, I'll pull out the phone or whatever. If I know I'm going to be waiting somewhere, and I'm going to watch an episode real quick.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and in the English dub, too, it's done really well, too. I mean, people try to bitch about, like, oh, my God, I can't stand it when they dub. The voice is
over. That's one thing I hate about the anime community or whatever. They always bitch about shit like that. But
hey,
I would go back to watch the English dub just so I could look more at the screen.
right.
What's going on in the backwards or whatever, and I'm pretty sure I'd have the same experience I have, whatever. That's probably my only complaint I had. It's not even so much a complaint. It's probably a minor complaint, a nitpick, if anything, because I still know what's going on screen, whatever. It's just sometimes I'm really paying attention to them, that subtitle, whatever. I want to know what's going on because I am enthralled with the story that's going on right now.
Yeah,
because I'm used to reading a lot of subtitles, so it doesn't really bother me, but I understand people who don't watch subtitles a lot. It does get to you because your eyes don't know when to look up and look down, look up and look down.
Well, see, my thing is, I watch a lot of subtitles too, but I watch a lot of subtitle drama films and shit like that or whatever. I don't never watch anything that has like the special effects of this with subtitles, so for me, this is a new thing to do because I haven't seen a subtitled anime film, anime series in a while. So this is me getting back into it. So,
like, your ADD is all out of control.
Exactly.
Like, part of me, I thought I had it under control, but you know, I remember watching this one scene where they got those things, those glider, whatever those things are.
Oh, those Opti, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, and they were flying around. I was just like, oh shit, hold on, that shit look badass.
Wait, you see the one titan just slapped somebody right off the sky.
Oh man, fuck that. The one that ate Aaron's leg and shit like that when he was like flying trying to save somebody, and then this thing just jumped up or whatever, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh man, those things are creepy as fuck.
Dead
ass smile on their face.
They look like retarded babies. they look like that thing from Toy Story 3, that baby doll or whatever shit. They look like retarded things with those things. Because remember that one that, home chick killed in, I think it was episode 6 or whatever. That motherfucker hit that corner and was just running in the walls, running and shit. I was like, what the hell is that thing?
You guys are lucky, too, because when I first saw it, man, I was just reading and I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, what the hell is this? And it just started to haunt you because you never seen anything like it. You see all these Down syndrome giants staring at you, eating people for no reason. You don't know why they're eating anybody.
Ah, well, hey, shit, I would love, if once me and Cody get finished, I'd love to do a recap of it, because goddamn, I'm into this shit right here.
Hell yeah, man, this is a badass show.
Hell yeah, so. All
right. All right, next question. Hello? Hello? Okay, I hear you.
Ooh, leave it on you, nigga.
All right. You got to go ahead. You guys was kind of in the background. Oh, I think we lost Cody.
Yeah, we did lose Cody.
All right, there we go.
Our Skype is fucking up right now.
All right, so what's the question?
All right, I guess we didn't finish that question, first of all. If I could get into movies, if I had to put a top 10 list together, if I had to put a movie top 10 list, let's see, I'd see the Raid 2, and this ain't in order, neither. Raid 2, Captain America 2, Edge of Tomorrow, those are probably my three big ones. Everything else is probably going to be small, nobody never even heard of. That Jesse Eisenberg movie, Night Movies, that was really good. Tom Hiddleston movie, Only's Love Live, that Joaquin Phoenix movie, The Immigrant, Bell, that was pretty good. Three more I can think of is that Chris Evans film he was just in, Snowpiercer, that comes out this weekend. People check that out. It's a pretty badass film. How to Train Your Dragon 2 and About Last Night. Those have been some of my favorites this year. So
nice.
I don't know if you guys put a list together because you probably don't see a lot of shit like this.
Yeah, I haven't seen nowhere near as much shit as you have.
I did talk about top number one most disappointing movie.
Let's move ahead on to the next. Goddamn Skype.
Damn Skype. Yeah, man, it's fucking up like a motherfucker right now.
Yeah, maybe this is an L.A. thing, because mine and Cody's keep going out. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting on top of a router, man.
I am, too, actually. I'm like, fuck.
No semen for me.
Amateur Chaos, she says, well, now that you guys talk about which actors are underrated, who are some actresses and directors that are overrated? For me, I think that Jennifer Lawrence is overrated, but I'm probably in the minority for that one. I'm kind of with you.
Well,
I think people lose their orgasm over her too much, and it's just like, yeah, she's not the golden angel you think she is. I think that the award season of this year would have really proved that Hollywood is up her asshole like a motherfucker. Because compared to Lupita Nyong'o, she ain't got shit on that girl.
My thing with Jennifer Lawrence, like, she definitely has, like, a young girl face, and they try to keep putting her in these older women roles. Yeah. And that's what's just going to piss people off, if anything. And, like, she's fine in stuff like Hunger Games and doing stuff like that.
I think she's the most boring character in Hunger Games, to be honest.
Well, then she's doing it right, because Katniss is a boring person.
I mean, and you know, I agree with you. It doesn't say that Jennifer Lawrence is a bad actor in the movie or whatever. I just think her character is the most least interesting out of everybody else that's going on in here. It's kind of it's the Harry Potter syndrome here. All these characters are so broad in life that the lead character who it's supposed to be about is the least most interesting in there.
Even when I was reading the book, I never, you know, like Katniss, I'm like, okay, I respect what she's doing, but god damn, you're a horrible person. You are an awful, boring person that I don't like.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is a fine actor, but a lot of people lose their shit over her, and I don't get that yet.
I mean, when you see her in X-Men Days of Future Past, you know, she's Mystique, but then you look at it, it's like, oh, look how cute she is walking around trying to threaten people. Oh,
somebody tried to tell me she was finer than Scarlett Johansson. I was like, all right, you're going to knock that nonsense off now.
No. I love Jennifer Lawrence, but Scarlett Johansson, that's your mistress right there.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You stand Jennifer Lawrence up next to Scarlett Johansson, Scarlett Johansson going to make that bitch look like a little girl.
Right.
You're going to be like, I want that woman right there, okay?
So, right, you
want
a yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely that girl next door type. And I see that's why people like her, but some of the praise she be getting, I'm just like, okay, calm down with all that now. Because I'm sorry, in American Hustle, she didn't do a goddamn thing. The fact that she's getting nominated for that, I was just like, that's not even a comparison to what Lupita did in 12 Years a Slave.
And you saw Boo in 12 Years a Slave, so. Even see one in
people was freaking out about Amy Adams and Jennifer Lawrence kiss. I was like, man, that shit was so fucking. Okay, I'm gonna say this one more goddamn time. There is something on the internet called porn. If you want to see two bitches make out, it is very easy to find that. It really is.
Yep.
God damn you kids. Hey, Tom, I tell you that. Listen to Uncle P1.
I'm trying to think who I think is overrated.
Quentin Tarantino. There you go.
Yeah.
He's definitely hitting that overrated territory now.
Shit. I hate to say this, man, but Ridley Scott.
Oh, hell. Oh, my God. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Man, that movie, he let me down last year with The Counselor.
Oh, fuck. I did. Damn. Yeah.
That motherfucker, I was expecting that. I was like, my boy Fassbender, Pitt is in here. I mean, Javier Bardem, I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be an Oscar contender right here. And you see that movie, man, you see that movie, you'd be like, really, Scott needs to retire. He really does. What in the fuck is that shit? It had this most pretentious, idiotic feel about it. I was just like, and the way the movie ended, too, it was almost like if this Cameron Diaz is looking at the screen saying, you get it? And you're just sitting there looking like, I know this movie ain't over because I didn't get to understand a goddamn thing that just happened.
And her fucking that car, I'm like, what is...
I had the same look Javier Bardem had on his face. I was just looking like, am I supposed to be turned on by this or what?
I don't know. Who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Like who thought that was hot, though? I was like, Cameron Diaz doing, I'm sorry, CJ, I know it's your woman and all after last week, but she don't do it, okay? Her bony-ass legs was covering the whole car up, too, at that point.
No. You know, speaking of Cameron Diaz, the person I think that is overrated is it's the guy that's playing in a movie with her. The one where they record a porn and they send it to the cloud.
Jason Segel?
People like him?
Yeah, I can't. I don't see him as being funny. I can't stand seeing him. His big, dumb face. He got those big, doughy face.
He really is, you know what? I thought another one out, too, because I remember Leahy was gushing over this fucking movie. Shane Lean Woodley.
Who's that?
She ain't really done shit. She was a chick that was in Divergent and Fault in Our Stars. Yeah, she ain't doing it for me. I'm sorry.
She ain't nothing. She's just another milquetoast Hollywood pick, you know.
I thought she was fine in that George Clooney, The Descendants or whatever, but... Yeah, at this point, people are telling like, I think she's really up and coming. I'm just like, I don't see it yet. Divergent was fucking boring.
Cancer.
She was fucking boring in Divergent. I was just like, wow, this character is going nowhere. Her acting really ain't helping here. And don't get me wrong, she did a good job in Fault in Our Stars. I would have probably liked it if it wasn't so goddamn campy and preachy, but, you know, yeah.
Come on, man. I can put a tube in my nose walking around.
Damn.
You ain't even got to do that, CJ. We already worried about you and your baby. So,
what did that have to do with cancer?
All right. Yeah, it should do with cancer. We just talking about how we supposed to feel for you.
You son of a bitch.
There's another one. As far as actors and actors, because I gave actresses, I gave a director. Actors go?
I got one.
What you got?
Ryan Gosling.
Okay, thank gosh.
Man, I do not. The only movie I really, really liked him in was Drive, and that's because he didn't say shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say Drive had a lot more interesting things going on in that movie than him.
Yeah, that was all the direction.
Yeah, it really was. Because after that nigga was boring and horrible and everything else he did. I mean, shit. Who would have thought to put him in Gangsta Squad and believe that he was an actual gangster with that fucking Michael Jackson voice? He's
what the hell was that?
And then he was in that movie. With Bradley Cooper, something Pines.
Place Beyond Pines.
Yeah, he was the weakest thing in the movie or whatever. I was like, you know it's bad when that bitch is better than you. Come on now. He ain't even a good actor. Damn, who's a, I think of a, overrated. I know a lot of people are talking about Kevin Costner trying to make a comeback. I'm like, that dude's overrated. Comeback.
Oh, leave Kevin Costner alone. Just stop with Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner sucks, okay? I don't give a shit what Kevin Costner sucks, okay? God, I'm trying to think of something that's popular right now that's like... Okay, Transformers, there you go. Michael Bay.
Well, I guess.
Don't you tell me you guess, because how much...
How much his
fucking movies be making money and shit?
I'm talking about based on, that's like general audience, man. Like, people talk shit about him all the time, is what I'm saying.
Nah, movie people talk shit about him.
Oh, okay.
Transform. Think of nothing, nigga.
Man, I tell you.
Who'd you tell her?
I tell you the guy, Michael,
Jason
Segel. That fat son of a bitch. You know you're gonna go see Sex Tape. You know that, right?
I'm not gonna go see Sex Tape.
Got your girl in it, though.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing. I'm gonna support these bitches.
We can tell. Where am I? Oh, Deborah Albert, she says, holy shit, now that was an episode. Are you going to get a blood test, CJ? Also, P1, you should have posted the pic of the baby and CJ up like they do on Maury, LOL. Yeah, I didn't want to put the baby on display to make a freak show out of the baby, so that's why. I'm sure CJ will find a way to do that anyway, though.
He's already doing it.
Yeah. So, CJ, you going to get a blood test?
No, I'm not going to get a blood test. I already know. I already know it's not mine.
Okay. That's like saying, I didn't sneeze today, so I ain't got the flu. Yeah, but I got all these other symptoms going on. Okay. Let's go get the blood test, CJ.
I'm going to kidnap this baby, man.
Just go get the blood test. That's all I'm saying. Just go get the blood test, but
how am I going to do it? Just snatch it? You going to help me snatch it? You going to give me a good reason to snatch your baby?
You ain't even got to snatch it. Just go over there, act like you visiting or something like that. Stick a little needle in her arm, and then bam.
Sounds like a solid plan.
Hopefully that big-ass right, nigga, hopefully her granddad, that big-ass nigga you showing us in that picture, doesn't chase your ass, but, you know. Come on, man.
Yeah,
She in Kentucky, man. How hard is it to do it out there in Redneckville? Come on.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
So, yeah, Cody, go. Come on now.
Nobody gives a fuck out there, man.
I like once, Cody, one time, him and Lana tried to get on me when I was making fun of their city. I was like, Ohio, that backwards-ass city where y'all living is. Well, technically, Ohio isn't the South or whatever. Like, well, whatever. Yeah, man, y'all shut the fuck up with that shit. Trying to sit up here and defend Ohio like it's some fucking, like it's some major city that people respect or something like that. I'm going to tell you this right now, CJ. People in California and New York make fun of y'all asses, okay? Just let y'all know.
He said like I care about Ohio.
Columbus isn't like that, though. Yeah, it is, nigga. Yes, it is. To the rest of the world, it is, all right? Backwards fucking your aunties, motherfuckers, you.
Oh, God.
That's why it's so easy for him to get up and just leave that girl. Daryl, he says, awesome episode, guys. Definitely up there with the music show. Got a music question at end, and that is, what do you guys think of 50 Cent saying Jay-Z is the most overrated hip-hop star of all time? Do you agree or disagree, and who is the most overrated rapper, 50 Cent? P.S., congrats on becoming a dad, CJ. Prepare for that child support.
He can't I hope you pay it.
I think 50 Cent needs to shut the fuck up.
I was going to say, I agree with 50 Cent, but he's not the one who should be saying that.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't even that big fan of Jay-Z like that, but I don't think 50 Cent is a nigga to be talking about who the most overrated rapper of all time. Who the fuck would ask him that question in the first place? Was it Sway on MTV? Shit.
Sway on MTV.
Y'all dated I am. I don't even know if that nigga's on MTV.
Jay-Z, he's up there for one of the most overrated rappers. Someone say he's the
I just wouldn't leave it up. Definitely Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I don't even know who he really is, but the internet hate him, so.
Oh, the internet hates him? I didn't know that. Shit, it seems like they like his ass.
Oh, man, you just see him. They I remember saw him doing a Sprite commercial, drinking the Sprite and then rapping. First name.
He was in Think Like a Man, too, by the way, too.
Was he? Oh, my fucking.
Nigga had a cameo at the end of the movie where he just get. It was like, that was no reason. That didn't even make any sense.
He's
fucking Kevin Hart's woman from the first one. What was her? What's her name? Goddamn, I forgot her name. All right, whatever.
Oh, where she fucking Drake, so she lost all respect for herself.
What's that other motherfucker? Kendrick Lamar is another overrated one. He's getting too much credit for what the comparison I've been hearing. I heard Dre and them calling him the new king of the West Coast and shit like that. I was like, yeah, because ain't too many niggas out here. That's why. I'm like, damn. I swear, y'all passed that king of the West Coast title around like it's a goddamn bottle of water or something.
Everybody passes that shit around every region of the fucking country. King of the South.
No, especially in the West Coast, though. I swear to God, every time a new rapper come out, I swear to God, they give him that title.
Just don't give a fuck.
West Coasters be dying for a new rapper every now and then. And when they get one, they will fucking give that crown off and be like, here you go, bud. I think Kendrick Lamar is overrated. I hear all this talk about him being this great rapper. He's up there on the level of like of on the level of like Jay-Z and Nas and all that one. I'm just like, yeah, that okay, that, come on. He speaks the truth. I'm just like, that's some bullshit. That's back in the 90s. Oh, nobody give a fuck about that shit no more. If they are, they retarded. Anyway. How about you, DJ? You got a more overrated rapper? I don't listen to music.
I don't listen to no goddamn rap.
But you know of rappers, nigga. How you gonna sit up here and say you don't listen to rap, but yet you know that Drake, everybody hates him on the internet?
Just because I see his face on the internet. You go to a Vine, they making fun of Drake. You go on the internet, you see a Drake photo. Every time you see Drake, you see somebody say, fuck Drake. I don't even know who Drake is, but I just know I'm supposed to hate him now.
Oh, I got one, too. Lil Wayne.
Yep.
That's got to be the worst rapper of all time, probably.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know what? I'll agree with that, just because my sister listens to it. And every time
listen
she
to
listens...
It?
Damn.
Every time she listens to something, all I hear is... That's
what I'm saying. How can you listen to it? You can't understand a fucking word that nigga said.
Oh, man, I feel for you, CJ. That's horrible.
I hate that. I hate when she listens to songs where you hear... Yo, baby, gotta be.
Just like him.
What the fuck is
this? I see no differences here. You know, another one, too, I can't stand, who I've been hearing a lot lately in my area, or whatever, the fucking Dream.
Oh.
He ain't a rapper, but fuck, man. That nigga look like a goddamn fool with them sunglasses and that hat on. That's just like. Nigga, who wears both?
Good voice, man. Like, I guess.
Stop. I mean, because somebody's playing his that shorty is a shit, some shit like that. And then he was talking about something about at the end of the song, you should tip her. And I was just like, I was like, what in the fuck is that nigga talking about? Pancakes with bacon on the side, you should tip her. I was like, what the fuck? Shut that nigga off, please. What does that even mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck that nigga, okay? Man, I swear, if you a rapper or an R&B singer, you can make up the most buffoonish shit ever, and niggas will go along with it.
Oh, yeah, you can make up any fucking thing.
It does not matter, shit.
No. No, it's not.
The only things that I noticed that don't get, that ain't turned to a thing is DMX barking. Or Jada kissing that laugh. Which is probably the best thing that could be done out of everything else that's been going on with all these fucking rappers.
Don't forget Little John and saying one line.
Hey, I'll have you know, CJ, it's actually three.
Yeah, three. Man, I do like Turn Down for What, man. I like that song.
Okay.
Don't listen to music. The only song you listen to is that shit. He likes it.
Okay. Because it's only 6 seconds long.
I like,
on Vibe.
Cody, I like how this nigga can't never get a name right, but he got that song right. Like, I was like, damn, okay. That's the first time you've never fucked up a title.
You know why? Because I've said it over and over so many times. I said it wrong at work so many times. People finally stop correcting me.
You know what? I'll give it to you to that, too, because I've heard that song in the club and dancing and shit. It don't say a goddamn thing in the song. It's just a straight-up beat, and you'll hear Lil Jon one time say, turn down for what? And that's it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll give you that, then. That song is okay.
It's not really a song.
It's an instrumental.
It's just noise.
I can't believe this nigga got paid for what he done.
Thank you. I'm going to do number talk.
Seriously. I love that Chappelle show skit where he's just like, you think that nigga about to say something, but he just... That nigga just bouncing in the car and shit. Just
He's like a little action figure. You just press him and he says the same catchphrases over and over.
He's like the Master P doll. Nah. Oh, my God. How the fuck was that a thing? Seriously. Fucking rap, man. That shit... makes us look ignorant as black people. I'm sorry. Hip hop makes us look fucking ignorant.
Yeah. Just like country make country people look ignorant.
Well, country people can't already look as ignorant as they already. I mean, wearing them goddamn, looking like goddamn, what's that?
Backward ass cowboys.
Get her done, motherfucker. Look like that motherfucker. When you look like him, shit. You ain't got no choice but to look retarded. Yeah, next question comes from Ashley. She says, I know TPO is an asshole. Hey, you damn straight. And don't care. But how do you, Cody, and CJ feel about all the recent deaths and accidents, i.e. Tracy Morgan, to Hollywood celebrities?
And Tracy Morgan died. He didn't die.
He's not dead. He's just...
Well, she said accidents. He's a death and accident.
No.
She already answered my question. I don't give a fuck, so...
yeah, I mean, you don't like to hear about people dying or getting accidents, especially if they're a good person. But you can't get too emotionally involved with these celebrities. I think I mentioned this on a podcast before, because they don't know who the fuck you are. They don't. If you could die right now, they wouldn't give a shit, because they don't know who you are.
Long ass talk about this. Yeah. First of all, I don't wish death upon nobody, but Tracy Morgan been making some piece of shit lately that's been making me kind of, you know...
Damn. Hey, yeah, I ain't gonna go there.
If it keeps his ass off camera,
see, I'm
fucking dog. Come on. I never understand that shit. Whatever, people are like, oh, it just makes me sad to hear it. I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about his accent or anything.
Yeah, you talk about him, but you can't talk about these children in these third world countries.
Yeah, we can't talk about the shit that's happening in fucking Iran right now or nothing like that.
People dying of a religion senselessly. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Or them girls that went missing, all 31 of them and shit like that. Yeah, we don't give a fuck about none of that, but oh, because it's some celebrity you didn't see on TV. You act like you got to know him all of a sudden. You give a shit about what happened to him.
Right.
That Paul Walker shit, that shit annoyed the fuck out of me. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
That shit got on my fucking nerve. Because, howdy, CJ, how many times you didn't sat up here and watched a Fast and Furious movie and heard people say, Paul Walker, nobody gives a shit about Paul Walker. Now all of a sudden the motherfucker passed away. It's just like, it's a sad day in Hollywood, you know?
I think we only care for like 5 minutes. When we see that Fast and Furious.
I didn't give a shit for 5 minutes either, though.
I didn't. I'm like, oh, well, okay. Oh, look at this movie, Brick House. Oh, wow.
And Wayne, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for posting that shit on your goddamn page and shit talking about that shit. Like, Wayne, you know damn well you don't give a fuck. Oh, man, shit. You Australian. Anybody don't give a fuck. It's you people. Don't sit up here and tell me. I was hearing people telling me, like, oh, it's so sad and tragic, whatever. I'm just like, why is it so sad and tragic? I don't get that. A millionaire that got into a car accident. That's okay. I don't feel no sorry for him. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not to say I don't feel sorry for people that are dying. I actually give a shit about, like Cody brought up, incidents that's happening that ain't celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Like them girls that are gone missing, the shit that's going on in Iran, whatever, the people that's dying over there. I met a African dude the other day that just recently moved from down there, and he was telling me, I was asking him about the culture and stuff like that. He has video on his phone of motherfuckers sacrificing themselves to get beheaded, and they were showing chopping the damn head off with a machete. I was like, oh, dude. Oh. I was like, shit. Like, they just went right next to the machete and just laid there all night. I was like, are they sacrificing themselves? They was like, no, they don't have a choice, or they're going to murder their kids if they don't do it. I was just like, oh, fuck, dude. So, yeah, I ain't got time to worry about fucking Tracy.
Yeah.
Well, you see the African girls that got kidnapped, and he got Michelle Obama trying to plead for people. And then, oh man, that was a whole crazy week. Did they ever find those girls?
I think I remember the search continues.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I haven't caught up with it in a while, whatever, but if I'm not mistaken, the search continues. But I bet if Michelle Obama would have said Brad Pitt or something like that was going to miss, motherfuckers would give a shit.
Yep.
Especially in the black community when they do that. I swear to fucking God, whenever it's like a black comedian or something like that get in trouble, they want to fucking brag and post about that shit all goddamn done. It's like, God damn, you people make us look ignorant. Shit. You wonder why I can't stand your black asses. Anyway.
Damn.
Sorry, Ashley. I know she's probably expecting different answers from you two niggas. She's probably like, well, TJ and Kelly might have some compassion about these recent accidents to these celebrities or whatever, you know.
Now the darkness from a P1 heart spread it and took over.
CJ, you know you didn't give a fuck neither, nigga. Come on now. You got child support to worry about.
You know, if anything, I have a bad habit of laughing at when people tell me, like, if somebody tell me out of the blue somebody died, I laugh out loud.
Damn.
It happens. I know. I have a bad habit.
When people, because, you know, obviously doing a movie podcast show or whatever and stuff, you know, you got a lot of listeners that message me on there. When an actor or somebody dies with that, I get like fucking 10 messages a day talking about, hey, did you hear about this guy dying? Isn't it sad? And then I got to it makes me sound like an asshole by saying, I don't really give a fuck. Sorry, maybe you was expecting some conversation out of this, but I don't give a fuck. I got my own goddamn problems right now. Okay.
I should say people force you to be an asshole.
I can tell you this right now. Yeah, it really does. It makes you feel like people want you to be an asshole. It's just like, I don't give a fuck. Why should you?
Huh, P1? You don't care? You don't care? Tell me your opinion, P1. Come on, tell me your opinion.
Well, nigga, I got bills to pay. I ain't got time for fucking worrying about a motherfucking billion. I bet if the same thing was happening to me, would that motherfucker give a shit?
Nope.
Exactly then. Shit, you gonna keep driving his fast cars and fucking his hot miles. Same thing about me. You worry about me, I don't worry about you then. Shit.
That's how the world works.
Holly, she says, laughing my ass off. This was an awesome episode, and CJ being a father just adds the extra kick to it. Mm-hmm. See, man, CJ, everybody's saying it, man. Come on now. Just admit to it.
No.
Oh. Still in denial, huh?
Not denial. There's no truth to this.
All right, nigga.
Okay, CJ.
Okay, CJ, whatever you say. Says, when will we get some more darkness at the movies, though? Also, will Cody be joining you more on reviews in the future, P1? Re-listen to the Fade review, and you guys were on point in that review.
Goddamn right we were.
Oh, my God. That movie
Transformers.
Ass.
We got Transformers coming up and that Avengers bullshit. Whatever.
Oh, that Avengers bullshit.
What's the name of that movie, too, by the way?
The next Avengers? That was called.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to rewatch it this weekend.
I think I watched
you guys.
The whole thing. Okay. So I guess this coming weekend or next Monday. There you go.
Yep.
So you'll probably get two from us, actually. A twofer.
As far as me joining more reviews with P1, I would say never rule anything out. Never rule anything out.
Where we at? Staller. That's a weird ass name. that should be Steve's name for stalling. He replies that he says, "Whoa, laughing my ass off, CJ. You need to listen to Cody and P1 to get a blood test. You use a website to find out you're not the father. Laughing my ass off. Definitely the best episode ever."
Damn.
Yeah, that's not going to happen because I'm not going to admit guilt by getting blood tests. That's crazy.
All right, guilt. Whatever. Okay.
If anything, I should get a blood test to shut you guys up, but I kind of like this, so no, I'm not going to ever do it.
The funny thing is, you ain't going to tell us if that blood test come out positive.
Exactly.
I'll tell you. You don't think I'll tell you the truth at this point?
Yeah, you know what he's going to do? He's going to pull an Archer and switch the blood.
Yeah. Archer and not even go do it. No. Cynthia, she says, seeing how you're Martin's older son, P1, did you help mold your brother Elijah Bell into another phenomenal one?
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
You cannot take credit for that.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I can tell you this right now. You just said the magic word there, Cynthia. There can only be one phenomenal one. There can only be one. That's why I dust this one in that motherfucker. Get it right or keep it tight. And Cynthia, I know you very tight. I saw them pants the other day when I was in. Her boyfriend gonna be pissed. Like, what, nigga? Baby, I told you he was looking at your vagina.
He was just looking at her vagina.
Hey, man, she had that camel toe going on. I'm sorry. I'll fuck with you, Cynthia. She said, do you think CJ is Corey's son since he's a deadbeat daddy now? Laughing my ass off.
Jeez. Don't take care of that camel toe first and have a baby. That's horrible. You horrible, P1. I don't know, for real, though, but I think
hey,
I would love to hear.
What you mean take care of it? Leave it alone. We want to see it.
I would love to see Cody and Elijah Bell do a show together. Just to kind of hear how that goes.
What?
Because I met Elijah Bell.
Elijah
I stayed at his
Bell
house.
If anything, is my younger brother, and he's been a fan of the darkness. He's been a long-time supporter of the darkness. So I would definitely
agree that CJ is Corey's son, since that is true then by him. But the thing is, if you really want to get technical with it, he's actually Corey's brother-in-law because he was fucking Corey's sister before they have a kid. But technically, he is related.
Oh, man.
It's even better in that kind of story, whatever. But did you guys, Elijah Bell sent me his stand-up, whatever. Did you guys ever check that out?
No, I didn't, but I saw it. Just talking to him, I've been to his house and spoke with him. This man, he is a very funny man.
He's really good. I gotta say, I thought in a stand-up, he really worked with the crowd. It was a shame that they were, they didn't let him use his full material, what he wanted to say. They were kind of holding him back because it was at a high school thing, if I'm not mistaken. But I thought he really got the crowd going and stuff, and I think he definitely has some talent. I would love to hear him just be all out on an open mic without being held back or anything, because it felt like he wanted to crack some more black jokes, but he was telling me that they were telling him he couldn't do most of them, so.
Stop it, nigga. Don't let the black people think.
No, but and then he told me he had a stuttering problem, too, but I was just like, I barely heard it.
He does not, man. I was with him. He was going on and on, gushing about how much he loves Spill. He didn't stutter not one time. You know, we talked until like 3 o'clock in the morning at his table. So, it's funny how Martin.
You think that's just a confidence thing, then?
Yeah, it's just a confidence. It's all in his head, you know, because I spoke with him. And, I mean, he come from a crazy family. You know, his sister's Ebony. You know, that's Conejita, so I've seen his family, but they're great people.
So do you think he's funnier than you, CJ?
No.
Say that real quick.
CJ ain't shy about that, because
because he's young. See, he got to be building his way up.
Okay. Because I've said this plenty of times when we first started this, CJ is definitely one of the funniest motherfuckers I've ever talked to or whatever. Even the shit that we give him now, I still continue to say that nigga is funny as fuck.
Yeah. If anything, I'm Mufasa right now, and Elijah Bell is Simba. So one day when that P1 or Cody may be Scar. Who knows? Maybe somebody gonna be Scar in this group. It drove me off the cliff.
No. He told you, why can't you fly, nigga? Oh, CJ, I thought you would have said you were Rafiki.
Oombalaga, oombaladdy. Squash it on the bloody.
Cynthia, you're correct. I have been molding young Elijah Bell.
Oh my God.
He's been listening to the darkness, and he's listened to my words of wisdom of bullshit and not giving a fuck. So, he's earned his courage through that. And I can honestly say, compared to CJ and Corey, I'm very proud to be a Martin child than a CJ or Corey child.
Oh, shit. Tell me about it.
Yeah, exactly. Corey, you're more than welcome to join.
I know. After seeing this weekend and hearing about the whole thing with Devin going crazy and Wheelchair Boy transforming out.
Man,
I'm like, good Lord.
Did you see this shit Tony posted?
Motherfucker called him Wheelchair Boy.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't see anything he posted.
My God. Tony posted a picture of an abandoned wheelchair. They had the gate. I said, never forget. I'm laughing so hard, dude. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. That was hilarious. Listening to Martin talk about it, in tears. I should have looked it up. That should have made me laugh. I was dying. I just want you to know, you have the darkness full support. You definitely need to get your ass up on stage more. You need to do that more. But it's one thing you always need to remember, though, nigga. I was first. I just want you to know that, nigga. Where you going? I done been there, done that, boy. Like CJ said, Mufasa up in this bitch.
Now, granted, CJ's older than me, so, you know, he's even more Mufasa than me or whatever. But you know what? I've already hit them success levels you looking for. So, yeah, you keep on trying. No.
That's the only way to make it great.
Man. And then maybe one day you, too, can call yourself the phenomenal one. But somehow I highly doubt that because I'll sue your ass. I will sue your ass. I'll take your fucking... You think you had no shoes on that stand-up? I will take that shirt, nigga. Nah, but very good, though, Elijah, man. Also, keep doing what you got to do, man, because that stand-up was pretty good. Where am I? Jeff! He says, what is something you guys would like to see done with the Wii and Wii U, or is there any games you would like to see go either console? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I want them to go away completely.
Yeah, how about they just die? How about
yeah.
Talking about all this Smash Brothers shit and all that. Just go away.
Yeah. Hey, just bring Smash Brothers to another console. Well, I'll be good.
I wouldn't even give a shit about that.
Yeah. So I don't have to touch another fucking Nintendo console. How about that? There you go.
I love how, like, in, like, I guess in reviews and stuff like that, you always hear people like, oh, it's another Batman, or it's another Assassin's Creed, or it's another Call of Duty. You don't never hear these motherfuckers say, another Mario after the past 20-something years now, you know.
You get a few, but the yeah, majority is like, ooh, Mario, he's back. Like, fuck yeah, you. Like,
okay.
You're not excited and shit.
Motherfuckers complain about fucking a Call of Duty or a Battlefield game that comes out every goddamn year. At least that's only been for fucking 4 years now. I don't know how long goddamn Mario. It's like two games a year now.
Like a Mario Party we had and fucking Zelda's doing the same fucking thing.
Same fucking thing, man.
People gonna bring up this open world shit. I don't give a fuck.
Cody, you seem to be more talkative on this than me.
Zelda, man, that's some shit I never fucking got. I can never get into Zelda.
I'm so fucking bored with Zelda.
Oh, it fucking, God.
It ain't even fucking funny how boring Zelda is. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's getting HD version. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all is introducing a semi-new concept of Zelda, open world. She did this shit like fucking 10 years ago.
Thank you, when fucking open world was already fucking created. Like, yeah. Like seriously.
Fuck out of here.
Nintendo is so fucking behind, it ain't even goddamn funny, man.
Yeah, they think that shit is cool, too. Smiling their asses off at these fucking press conferences. Man, fuck you, Nintendo. Fuck you, Reggie. Fuck you.
I was going to say, yeah, fuck Reggie. I was going to say, he stole the words out of my mouth. Fuck you, Reggie. Sit up here talking.
What? You ready to fuck me, Cody? My body's ready for you, Cody.
Ready to be throwing up this fucking bridge, bitch.
Talking about is another open world Zelda. I'm so sick of fucking hearing Zelda. Even Metroid, I'm so sick of fucking hearing about it. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. Nintendo really fucking relies on Mario, Zelda, and Metroid to fucking...
Right, and then all three of them put together. Smash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they try to still make Kirby fucking relevant, which he never was.
I'm going to say, nobody give a fuck about Kirby.
Come on, man. Really? Fucking Kirby? Okay.
And I bet damn near only a Nintendo fanboy can tell you, if you told him right now, Wii is failing, whatever. Yeah, but you know what? They got that Kirby coming back, and Kirby might be... Like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, y'all see that new Yoshi Yarn game, right? Yeah.
Hey, what? Oh my God! Why they do that to Yoshi?
Come on,
the Kirby yarn didn't even work. So what make them think Yoshi yarn gonna work?
Man, I ain't gave a fuck about Yoshi and Mario for the past goddamn 15 years. All right, fuck! I don't give a fuck if he yarns, sneezes, coughs, whatever. Okay, shit. I don't give a fuck if he runs around in circles or that they put him in a little retarded ass go kart that shoot turtles out and shit. Hey, shit. Give a shit out of that shit. Yeah.
Y'all couldn't tell. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeff. I know you like to come in with these video game questions and shit, asking us about Wii and shit, but I personally, shit can go away. Because they are like 20 years behind of what Microsoft and Sony is doing. I mean, shit. I think the goddamn Ouya is ahead of that shit. Goddamn Dreamcast is above the fucking Nintendo Wii, goddamn Wii U.
Y'all motherfuckers so nostalgic. Why don't play these fucking indie games, 8-bit indie games that come out on PS4 every fucking week?
I swear to God.
God damn.
That was even nice of you to say Smash, but I'm like, I didn't even think you would say that shit. I'm just like, I don't even give a
fuck. No, because I like my Smash Brothers. Don't get me wrong. Everything else will go fuck itself.
Like, if I didn't have to pay $300 just to play Smash Brothers, I would totally get it.
Yeah. Luckily, my brother has all that Nintendo bullshit and go over to his place and play that shit.
You and your brother are just not some similar niggas, I swear. You no. niggas is just...
We cannot be farther apart.
The more I learn about this nigga, I swear. Shit. That motherfucker is trying his hardest to be the opposite of you.
Tell me about it, man.
He's like, well, fuck it. I ain't want to be you. I'm going to be different, nigga.
Hell, exactly. Good.
Most different nigga you can ever see. God damn, I swear, every time people, when Cody comes over to my place, man, we talk, man. We, you know, we talk about things, whatever, and he'll tell me a story about him and his brother hanging out, so I'd be like, God damn, that don't sound like anything you would do, Cody. like, damn. I ain't saying your brother's supposed to be like, y'all supposed to be like following on the same wave pattern, but like growing up together, you would think like y'all would have the same mindset at least, you know, but y'all ain't got that.
Hell no. You know, you'd be so funny how that doesn't even work out, P1. Like, I'm not even shocked that you're saying all that.
Yeah.
Me and my brother and sister, we like on the same beating pattern, everything, whatever. If we say Drake is gay, the three of us, okay? So, if we say fuck Nintendo, it's for all three of us. My sister had a Nintendo Wii, and she played that Epic Mickey game. She said, you know what, I don't even like video games now.
Damn.
So I'm saying, I ain't tell you right now. We all That motherfucker, and sorry just to call you this, but that motherfucker, she played one a stage and said, you know what? Even I remember, but I'm the one that bought the game for her, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be good right here. It's gonna be the 10. I was watching her play. I was looking. I was like, wow. It ain't the games for this console. So to answer your question, Jeff, it really ain't the games of the console. The console itself just sucks.
Thank you.
Last question we got here from Alex Ling. Says, how do you guys feel about Gary Oldman coming out defending Mel Gibson and his drunk racial slurs? Do you think Gary Oldman is right when he says, we all use racial slurs at one point in our life? Also, do you think Mel isn't a racist but just happened to be drunk that night of the incidents that happened?
That motherfucker's racist.
Okay, goddamn it, Oldman. Jesus. That motherfucker is racist, okay? We heard the tapes, Mel. Ain't no defending that, man.
On multiple occasions, we've heard him speak his mind. Come on, man.
Man, drunk my ass. You get drunk once, that's fine, whatever. Cody been drunk plenty of times. I ain't never once heard him use a racial slur.
Thank you.
I love when people say that too. Like, yeah, man, I always use racial slurs. Like, okay, I don't say fag or call people fag and stuff like that. And I never got drunk and be like, these fags over here. No.
Right.
That's the way you're gonna talk.
Me, I have more gay friends than I have straight friends, as a matter of fact. So I mean, if anything, racial slurs, when you like, first of all, I don't agree with Gary Oldman that everyone uses it in their life, whatever. I'm pretty sure there's people out there that don't use it. I think that's pretty ignorant of Gary Oldman to say. Someone I actually fucking like as a fucking actor, I think he's one of the best actors we have out there. He's always good in every shit he's in, but I think that's pretty ignorant of him, what he says.
Yeah,
that's just frat white boy stuff. When you get all crazy and racist, you gotta say something. Because I never said anything. Like, I never got upset and like, oh man, those stupid jink janks or whatever. I don't know. I can't even think of a racist term to call people.
A chank? A spick? A nigga?
Yeah, like people say, like, yeah, don't you know when you get angry, you just want to yell out like something racial? I'm like, no.
I yell out, fuck you. That's what.
Yeah, exactly. Because thank you.
Yell out, fuck you, whatever. Like, sure, we doing this show, it's all for fun and games, whatever, but if we was ever to get angry with someone and like, person, whatever, the last thing that would come out of my mouth would be like, are you fucking binger? If you were just fucking, no.
Right.
That's the last thing I'm thinking of, whatever. So,
if anything, I'm going to call you something more accurate, like stupid shit, you know.
Yeah, you dumb shit. You
fucking low-life scumbag motherfucker, you.
Right.
Because yeah, the last thing I'm going to see when I'm angry is his race. I see a man or a woman.
Right.
I don't see race or whatever. So Mel Gibson's fucking racist or whatever. And fuck him, too, whatever. Because, man, when I listen to them tapes, And the woman was talking about, oh, you hit me in my mouth when I was holding our child. He just started laughing about it. I was just like, okay, yeah. That nigga's crazy, all right? I think that's pretty damn ignorant of Gary Oldman to sit up here and defend that, boo. And I was reading this article 2 days ago and shit. And people in the comments, man, I swear to God, if you a celebrity and you do something fucked up, people would just jump on that celebrity side like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
People were sitting up here defending Oldman and his statement and Mel Gibson saying, well, she probably deserved it. And I'm sure he didn't use any racial slurs. That cop was just being, you know, racist himself or something like that, whatever. And the cop even came out and said, I'm Jewish. So I kind of did have a problem with him saying Jewish slur, but that's not why I arrested him. I arrested him because he's acting like a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
So, I swear to fucking God, celebrities get so many goddamn passes. Nick Cannon, he's still alive. He's still making fun of
shows. All right, he's about to go on another one. There we go.
He's capable. Nick Cannon.
Hashtag fuck Nick Cannon. People remember that. Shit. And I was joking earlier about Tracy Morgan thing. Nick Cannon, I'm not joking at all. I'm not. That's not even a fucking joke at all. That's actually some real shit. And I know he's probably going to tweet about it. It's like, all this hate, bro. You know? I'm going to be like, God damn, I despise you. So
I got to talk about it.
You ain't even got to say shit, and I despise you. I despise everything about you. I despise you being a human being.
Damn.
You make me fucking sick to my dick hole.
Well, that's a new one.
I wasn't going to say stomach. You make me sick to my dick hole. My piss don't even want to come out when I think about you. Whatever. That's how.
Well, there we go, people. Another episode of The Darkness.
Hashtag fuck Nick Cannon. Remember, keep that trend going. Shit, you fucking ignorant nigga, you. That shit I just said whatever about racial slur, everything I say about Nick, I mean every bit of it. It's none of it is a joke at all. I mean every fucking bit of it.
Man, that is gold. That is
fuck
gold.
Fuck Nick Cannon.
There you go, people.
People, welcome to another edition of The Darkness.
Darkness!
always a hate-filled show episode. People always bring up something that pisses me off somehow.
Oh, man, I'm dying over this shit, man. Love it.
You know what? They put that as the tagline on that fucking new movie of his. He makes me sick to my motherfucking dick hole. <By that. laughs> I haven't shit right for 4 weeks because of him. In this piece of shit of a movie.
Man, what's from your dick hole to your asshole? God damn.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know that works, but damn.
Oh, it works. You watch that movie and I'll show you how it works. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Scott John.
And I'm Cody.
And we will catch you darkies next week. Later, bastards.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Everyone!
Come with me when the darkness comes.